The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I want to talk about the survey results that were published today. They were carried out by the GPA and the LGFA and the Camogie Association and others were involved. And apparently players spending €1,500 per month. This is on average, €1,500 per month to play at intercounty level. And that comes from a number of different things. It is the price of fuel. It is the cost of things like physiotherapy. It is the cost of equipment. It is the cost of dietary supplements. All of these things mount up, and the price of some of those are obviously increasing in recent months. And it means that the average player spending £1,500 every single month. Well, Aisling Thompson, of course, is a Cork Camogie player and joins me now. Aisling, it's good to talk to you again. Were you surprised when you heard this figure, or did you look at it and think, yeah, that sounds about right?
Oh yeah, definitely. It definitely sounds about right anyway. I wasn't one bit surprised. I was actually happy to see it brought to the media, to be honest, because it's been very frustrating. Like, I'm probably in my 9th or 10th season now, so it's the first time it's kind of come into major conversation, I guess.
And for you, what's the biggest contributor to that cost?
I actually, just in the last, since I read it now, I just broke it down for myself. So I'm living in Newton Chandrum at the moment, which is over an hour from where we train, like where the Camogie grounds are. So I travel to Cork City 3 days a week. I also work full time and I go to the gym twice a week. So that's 5 days on the road in terms of training. Now, I don't travel to Cork City for the gym. I do it here, but I still travel for it. So diesel on average per month is €500 for me.
£500 a month, and that's just getting to and from training.
Yeah, exactly, and to the gym alone. That's before even, well, it might cost me in and around £500, possibly more, depending if we had to travel for games or anything like that. And again, with work, it's just, that's only an average figure that I came up with. It could be over. It could be anting up to at least £150 a week for me at times.
And sorry, Aisling, what level of support do you get from, like, the Camogie Association or the County Board? I'm not sure how it works.
Zero. So, again, that's 9 or 10 years of travelling, and I haven't got a penny. I think, all right, they were, during COVID, they were subsidising, but I'll tell you now, they were subsidising travel expenses, but they only covered championship games away. So I literally think I got back €40 one year, whereas a fellow GA player got back the same, coming from the same place, Newton Chandrum, and he was getting back roughly €2,500 for his season. I got back €40.
Wow. What a difference.
Yeah, I think I got 70 in a check as well, just so I'm not wrong there, but it wasn't more than, it was around £100 and he got £2,500. Yeah. I asked him at the time just to compare like the figures.
So you got about enough money for the year that would maybe fill the tank in the car once
in the week, if I'm lucky. Today, no,
yeah,
definitely not. But last year, maybe, like, and I got that last year and the year before, I think around COVID. But
yeah,
again, that you'd spend that in a day, like.
Karen Hegarty is with us as well, Aisling. She plays football with Westmeath, of course. Mm-hmm. Karen, like Aisling, I mean, did you kind of roll your eyes when you saw these figures and thought, God, yeah, sounds about right?
Hi, Kieran. Hi, Aisling. Yeah, I was the same. I suppose I read it yesterday and I kind of thought, Jesus, if you put pen to paper and looked at it, you'd nearly feel a little bit down looking at the figures and thinking, what am I doing? But I suppose we're all doing it for the love of the game, and kind of, we did it for years there. I'd be similar to Aisling now, about 10 years playing, and you'd kind of do it without even thinking about the expense of it.
Yeah.
I suppose when you put the pen to paper, or like that compared to maybe men in football and hurling, and like it's not costing them to play for their county, whereas I suppose it is costing us financially to play.
What I thought was interesting as well, Karen, what emerged was the amount of people who pay up front for medical treatment for physios or consultants fees or doctors, whatever it happens to be. And then they're expected to kind of recoup or go back and claim that afterwards. And actually the difficulty some people have that if they, you know, if they don't have receipts, it's not good enough. They're told, well, it's your loss, you don't have it. And even if they do, it can be up to 12 months before they get the money back in their pocket. It assumes everybody has all the cash they need up front.
Yeah, I suppose I was unfortunate to do an ACL injury a few years ago. And I remember I was probably in my early 20s at the time and thinking, geez, how am I going to, what do I do kind of to get it? Now, the county board kind of pointed me in the right direction in terms of paperwork and stuff. But financially, I had to fork out money to pay for, to go to get my MRI, to pay to get the consultants up in Santry. And then like only kind of parts of it, there are parts of it that aren't covered by the LGFA. So I would have paid those without making money back or getting my money back. And it covers, I think, 6 physio sessions, if I'm right. And like for an ACL, I was talking well over 20 physio sessions, probably more. And that would have come out of my own pocket. And kind of, obviously, I just wanted to get myself right. So I just did it. But I was lucky. I was working part-time at the time and I was in college too, but I was able to pay for it. But for other people, like I know girls that have gone through similar injuries and had to go to the credit union to get a loan and then get it back, as you said, after 12 months. Once you're finished all your checkups, you can get the money back. But that's 12 months later. So
yeah, and you've been paying the interest on that loan over the 12 months, however installments maybe you've made. Well, what level of support have you gotten, Karen? And has that support, I mean, is there any indication that it's been improving? I know there was kind of announcements last year, there was kind of a big increase in the amount of funding that was going to be made available kind of through player welfare funds.
I suppose there's been more money available in terms of training equipment. We would have got like stuff for gear, like for everybody to have matching stuff. And then, but nothing really in terms of travel. Like Aisling said, we got it during COVID. We got money, but just for championship games. And like that didn't take into account anything else after that. And so you're still losing out expenses wise.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like there is talk of it hopefully improving, especially with the merge of the GPA. But I'd say it's a bit down the line, but hopefully I'm wrong.
Actually, on that, I mean, like now is probably kind of an opportune time to strike, is it, on this? Given,
well, I don't think we have a choice, like, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, you've got this merger, this potential merger on the cards between the different associations, the LGFA, Camogie, and the GAA, and it's kind of perfect time to demand parity of esteem, surely.
Well, I think just the cost of living and in this day and age, and, you know, we've kind of spoke about girls falling out of sport in the past, but I was only saying to somebody there a while ago, again, when I read the article, like, I'm the only player from North Cork, and North Cork is a massive area that is playing with Cork since Anagiri retired, which is, and with the Cork senior squad because of the cost of it, like, and the expense. So, like, do you know, when people talk about girls falling out of sport, like, that is probably one of the top 3 reasons as to why, you know, that there isn't enough girls playing because of the lack of support that we do get. So I just think in this day and age, like the cost, like we're only talking about small, like only 1 and 2 things here between diesel and medical. Like you're talking about your recovery, your food, your hurleys, your boots, your equipment, your gym, your doctors, your physios, your strength and conditioning. We pay for everything down to supplements, the whole lot. You're talking about thousands. So if you're thinking about the numbers and talking about keeping girls in sport, like this has to be merged sooner rather than later, because I guarantee you that's one of the top reasons as to why you see the numbers fading every year. You see the cost of living, it's crazy. So I mean, and again, you know, you talk about people doing ACLs and stuff like that. I can't imagine the cost and what's involved.
Well, I think everyone surely would agree that like that's a joke that you do your ACL playing the actual game and they'll cover you for 6 physio sessions after the fact. I mean, 6 physio sessions will get you nowhere. Need an awful lot more than that. Listen, my thanks to both of you for your time. Aisling Thompson, of course, plays Camogie with Cork, and Karen Hegarty, a footballer from Westmeath. 53106. Maybe you're one of those people that Aisling mentioned who hasn't been able to pursue a sporting career or even in terms of a pastime because of the cost. I'd love to hear from you. Lots of people using that text number to get in touch with sightings of fizzy cola flavoured Tato. We are on the hunt. We have our best people on the case. They have been scouring the streets and shops of Dublin because these Tatos are only going to be launched next week, but inadvertently a few boxes sent out by Tato overnight. I've just tried one, says somebody. The Spar in Newtown in Maynooth, they have them. I think they're rotten. Put them straight in the bin. There's one in the garage on East Wall in Dublin. Hi, Kieran. There's Tato Fizzy Cola available in the Spar in Carpenterstown and Eurospar in Hartstown Shopping Centre in Dublin 15 have the Fizzy Cola flavour Tato. Keep those tips coming into us. Like I say, we have a huge intelligence gathering operation that has been running all afternoon trying to get our hands on a packet of these. We have had a number of confirmed sightings in the wild and our best hunters are on the case. As soon as we get a packet here into studio, we'll give you the very first live on-air taste test of this new flavour. Like I say, I'm not so sure about it. I love Tato and I love cola, but I'm not so sure about them together. Anyway, 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.